Welcome to the Healing Hearts and Awakening Souls podcast, where we will be exploring what it means to heal from your past pain and programming so you can awaken to who it is that you truly are at the soul level. My name is Kara, and I am an intuitive energy healer, channel, and guide. I'm so excited to be on this journey with you as we activate our soul remembrance of what this human experience is all about and why you chose to be here at this time. Let's dive in. Hey everyone, welcome to episode 9. In today's episode, I want to talk about the power of the present moment. About 16 years ago, when I was on my honeymoon, I read the book Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle. And that book had a really profound impact on me. It was really the first time I'd read a book of that nature. And I found it to be very powerful, this idea that if we really focus on the present moment, we realize that, you know, nothing is really wrong, right? Most of the time, let's say 99.9% of the time, when we can tune into the present moment, we can alleviate our suffering in a way because we pull our energy back into the present moment. So if we're worrying about the future or we're regretting the past or, you know, our mind is thinking about things that happened to us and how they affected us or how we should have done something differently, or we're, you know, wasting our energy, leaking our energy, thinking about something that hasn't happened yet, preparing for something that hasn't happened yet, worrying about all the different ways that something could work out, right? We create a lot of suffering for ourselves, and that when we're able to really focus and tune in on the present moment, we're able to detach from all of those aspects that are creating suffering and anxiety and worry and overwhelm and fear for us. So that was really the essence of that book, The Power of Now. And again, I read that 16 years ago and it did have a profound impact on me, but I kind of read the book, thought about it, maybe applied a little bit of it, and then completely got away from it. You know, I shared in the episode where I talk a little bit about my story that I got married and then we ended up having 4 kids in 5 years. So my life took a different trajectory that really hijacked my attention and my focus in a lot of ways. And I was often not in the present moment. And to be fair, my present moment was often not that pleasant, really. But what I didn't understand then is that even when we can bring our attention to the present, and maybe we are going through something that's a little bit challenging, that even though maybe the thoughts and the feelings and the things that we're experiencing have to do with something that's not necessarily affecting us right in this moment, there's still this residual energy that we're feeling and that might permeate our day, right? And we feel it and it weighs on us. And so what I didn't understand then, and I have been working on and cultivating, especially in the last year or so, year and a half, I guess, is recognizing how powerful the now moment is for our healing and awakening. And in fact, it's only in the now moment, in the present now moment, that we are able to truly heal anything and awaken to more of who we truly are. Because energetically speaking, you know, I call this the zero point moment, or zero point method, actually. And it's not anything complicated, and it's not even anything that I really made up. It's just I took my understanding of the power of the present moment and what we can actually do in that moment, again, regarding our healing and awakening. And so for me, I just termed it the zero point method, because being present is also, to me, accessing the zero point. And the zero point is the point of creation. All right. So, you know, this is all kind of just how I see it. And maybe you see it differently, and that's okay. But I imagine, you know, again, if we're all expressions of God, Source, Creator, Universe, but if we take all of those expressions, right, and we were to compress them all into one powerful placement, I guess, if you will, even though I don't think it has like a linear placement, but it's an energetic placement, right? And that is the zero point. That is the moment or the point of all creation, that is the source of all energy, of all that is, right? That is God, that is the universe, source energy, whatever you like to call it. And that, this might get a little, you know, hard for our brains to comprehend, but we experience things from the human lens on this linear kind of trajectory, like a linear timeline. We call, you know, Abraham Hicks will refer to this as the time-space continuum. You know, we experience things through time and space. Like it takes time to get somewhere, and that somewhere is somewhere else other than where we currently are. But if we pull ourselves really far back and look at it from that much bigger perspective, it truly is all taking place only ever in the now present moment. There is only ever the now present moment. But in our human minds, we're able to travel. Like when we're worrying about the future, we're essentially traveling to the future in our mind. Or when we're thinking about the past, we're essentially traveling to the past in our mind. And yet, it's all happening in one now moment. And again, it's the human perspective that gives us that sense of like this now moment, and then the next now moment, and then the next now moment. But again, if we compress all of that, it's all truly happening in one powerful now moment. And so you may hear people talk about how there really is no such thing as the future or the past. Everything is happening now. All timelines are happening now. And there's just different versions of our consciousness that are experiencing different timelines. So for example, there could be a timeline right now where I don't have a family of six, and maybe I'm, you know, a hairdresser, or like I'm having some different life, and maybe I ended up marrying somebody else. And there's this different timeline that played out because I made different choices. And so sometimes I've heard people talking about that, and it makes my brain hurt a little bit, but I do kind of get a sense of that, you know, that there are all of these unlimited numbers of timelines we can be experiencing. And again, each one of these timelines could be experienced by a different conscious aspect of us. And then I always think, well, why is this the one that I have to be experiencing? Like if I'm frustrated with my kids or something, why couldn't I be experiencing a different one? But it all goes back to just kind of this idea. And so, you know, let it sit however it sits, and just let it kind of resonate or not. But my point being that there is always and only ever this powerful now moment that we have access to. However, we've been deeply programmed and trained as humans to see our lives through this third dimensional human lens, where we really don't understand that or see life that way. And we are actually really deeply programmed to constantly not be in the present moment. You know, just through the way that we're trained to stay in our minds, right? That alone can very easily take us out of the now moment, because in our minds, we start to think about the past and the future and the what ifs, and trying to make linear decisions from that linear human perspective. Now, where we access the present moment, or at least where I teach us, my clients, to access it, and there may be other ways, is through the heart portal. I do believe that we have a portal in our hearts, which I think I've mentioned in here before, that allows us to access the full connection of the Creator that we are an expression of. And so it's, you know, in the last episode, I talked about that soul, self-love, and coming back home to who we are as one with God and the Source Creator. And in that process, we remember all of the power that we hold and possess to be creators of our realities, and that we are never alone. We are always loved. We are always enough and worthy. There is abundance available to us. It's just our programming and our energetic frequency that keeps us out of alignment with experiencing that. And that it is a very challenging process for us as humans to heal that and work through that, so that we can align more purely our energetic frequency to that of which we desire to create. And that was always a part of this human experience. And especially right now, it's a very important part of this human experience for us to be clearing that energy so that we can reconnect with our God source, with our home, our center, our hearts, right? Our soul, the more that we are, the all that we are. So when we come into the present moment, fully in our bodies, and when I say in our bodies, I do mean our full, bringing all of our energy into our bodies. I've heard trauma described by some spiritual teachers as this splintering off of aspects of our soul or of our energy. And I get that. And so when we are practicing coming into the present moment, that healing work that we're able to access when we do that, I believe, is the returning of that energetic piece of us that may have splintered off, and bringing it back into the fullness of who we are. And I think that that does take time, although the healing process is accelerating exponentially as the vibration on the planet continues to rise. So through this great awakening process, we're able to heal much more quickly, whereas these things might have taken, I don't know, years or even generations before. We're able to access this healing in a matter of months, you know, maybe a year or two, some of those deeper things. And then some things we're actually able to heal quite quickly and instantly just by becoming aware of them and choosing. That's becoming easier and easier. Again, though, with those like core wounds, those really difficult ones, they will take a little bit more time. But again, as the frequency continues to rise on the planet, you guys, this is going to get easier and easier for all of us. It's really just a matter of understanding the process, right? But a lot of people have understood the process for a while and still not been able to fully heal and move all of that energy, clear it all, transmute it all, shift it all. But again, it's getting easier and easier. So the more that we do apply ourselves to this work and surrender to the process, detaching from our programming, that programming that's in the back of our mind saying, this isn't really working for you. You're not really doing it right. Maybe you're not really good enough to have everything you desire, right? Those programs are still holding on. They're very dense. They go very deep. And so most people are still working with some form of those deeper programs around, especially around our worthiness and our enoughness, but just how we've been programmed to see the world through the human lens and to kind of stay stuck in the third dimensional human experience. But anyways, so when we practice, and again, I really emphasize practicing, because this is something I've been working on clients with intimately for 9 months, and it does take time. It takes time to just commit to the practice. It takes time to understand the practice at a conscious level, like a cognitive level, but then to really start understanding what it feels like to start embodying this awareness and this practice and this knowledge and this being of learning how to be in the present moment, right? So first we just start practicing it and we have all these doubts. Am I doing it right? You know, I teach it through a process. I start all of my 0 point meditation, guided meditation, anytime that I'm trying to teach someone to come into their center and to connect with their energetic field, connect with their own heart portal, I start with something called heart coherence. And this is something that was developed by the Heart Math Institute. So that's math, M as in Mary, A-T-H, Heart Math Institute. You can look it up. They have a website. They have lots of free resources. There's videos on YouTube that teaches you how to do it. It's really simple. But again, it's one of those things that when you do it the first couple times, you're like, I don't think I'm doing it right. I don't think I'm really accessing the heart coherence. But the more that you practice it, just the deeper you start to go with it. But the Heart Math Institute did all of this incredible research on this really powerful electromagnetic field that emanates from our heart space. Okay. And heart coherence is actually this rate that our heart can access through this, you know, kind of coming into center, getting into a meditative state. And the way they describe it is focusing on something that brings you a great amount of joy, something that brings just these really beautiful feelings of like joy, peace, and gratitude. I always tell my clients, think of something that makes you so happy you could cry. And that's kind of that feeling that you're trying to access. And then when I teach it, I take it a little bit step further with the zero point method, and I really talk about cultivating. And really, I call it cultivating in the beginning because as human beings, we've lost touch with what's actually inside of us. So when we are able to practice this long enough to actually open up that portal and connect to the source creator that is within us, and we are able to access that peace, that knowing, that love, that pure unconditional love and acceptance, remembering that we are love, we are made of love, and we are loved, we're held, we belong. There is a point to all this. There is a purpose to all of this. Again, even if our human lens can't understand it, right? We start to be able to kind of just feel that energy of being held and knowing that it's all okay, even if it doesn't always look like it's okay, right? And so by practicing this over and over and over again, pulling all of our energy back and reminding ourselves and trying to connect to this feeling. And so, like I said in the beginning, I tell people to cultivate that feeling within their heart space. But as you practice it more and more, you begin to actually just start connecting to it yourself. But I do think that it requires enough healing within our energetic field that we feel it's safe to even open that portal within ourselves. I don't fully understand why or how, but I believe that we've been deeply programmed in a way where we close ourselves off from it. And this is probably related to how many of us have closed our hearts off to receiving love in general because of pain and trauma and experiences that we've had around not being good enough, not being loved, not being accepted for who we are, even by well-meaning people in our lives, say parents, for example, that, you know, loved us deeply, but we're entrenched in the human programming of, well, I'm the parent, so I'm here to teach my child. And again, I mentioned this, I think, maybe in the last episode and maybe in other episodes of, around programming, just those subtle ways that we program children that they can't truly trust themselves, that they don't have the answers within, they need to look outside of themselves, they don't know what's best for them. And all of these kinds of messages, along with the worthiness piece of just, you know, how life naturally is. You know, children are born to parents that are, you know, busy trying to provide a great life for their children. But from a child and a soul's perspective, they just came here to play and to have these, you know, very powerful, intimate, quality experiences with the people around them and the environment around them, right? And we're just constantly telling children, no, don't do that. No, that's not safe. Don't go there. And as parents, I know for myself, we're very busy. The life that's been created for us and designed for us just keeps us so busy that we're not necessarily able to give kids and, you know, these little souls that still remember the full essence of who they are and who they came here to be. And we're so detached from that by the time we get to be parents that we're just not able to nurture that in the right way. So these programs just end up happening, and there's no point in blaming our parents or ourselves. I mean, take that with how it resonates for you. Again, if you were born to parents that purposefully hurt you, or, you know, were abusive or neglectful or all of these different things, obviously there might be a level of healing you need to go through before you can release that blame. But just in connection to that specifically, remembering that we all came here to play a role, and as difficult as it may be to accept, and you certainly don't need to accept this in this instant, that's something that you would want to spend time working on and healing within yourself and validating your experience first and foremost. But that everybody is playing a role. And so there was, you know, I invite you to open yourself up to the possibility that there was a divine purpose for that painful experience. Okay, so I just wanted to mention that about that, because I know that for somebody that's listening might be like, well, you know, you don't know my story. And that's true. But I do, for the most part, I tell people, you know, We want to get to a place where we can release the blame and the guilt and the judgment around our parents, around anybody that did anything to us, really, and for ourselves. If there's any part of us, conscious or subconscious, that blames ourselves for certain things, that we release that, that we work to release that, because it's not beneficial. It's not going to help us along our healing and awakening journey, for sure. It's going to keep us in a place of really denying our divine plan and who we came here to be. So, but that connection, that remembrance, that knowing of all that we are is available to us, but again, only in the present moment, right? And so that's one of the reasons that meditation is so powerful, because people are often able to access the present moment through meditation. It also helps to retrain our brain to become the version of ourselves that over time is able to access that calm in the present more and more. It's like a new neural pathway. It's a new neural pathway that we strengthen over time. And so as we practice this, we get to experience our lives in a very different way, right? So if we have an experience where somebody says something to us that hurts our feelings, as we practice this present moment, right? So we hear what they say in the present moment. And so what does that mean? If we're really present, we can actually experience what they said without any judgment around it, without making it to mean something. They're just words, right? They're just words, and they're a vibration. And we can feel it, we can sense it, we can be aware of what the intention was behind those words, but we don't have to make it mean anything about us. We become able to have a little bit more of a pause in those moments to recognize, how am I responding to this? How is this making me feel? What belief system within me is this triggering? What disempowered belief system is this triggering about me? That I'm not worthy, that I'm not good enough, right? That I should be judging myself or doubting myself, or that other people are judging me or doubting me, and that's so wrong and they shouldn't do that. But when we're really practicing being present, it starts to unravel those energetic charges that I was talking about in the episode about being triggered. It starts to unravel those, and it starts to disempower those, so that we're able to experience our moments with much more clarity about what's actually happening, right? Our lens that we see our experiences through becomes clearer and clearer. And so we're able to see how people are showing up as they're a reflection of their energetic frequency, but we're also able to see, where am I still resonating with an energy of what they're saying or trying to express or trying to make me feel? What am I allowing to connect with me? Because there's a part of me that resonates with that truth, and it's a disempowered truth, and it's something that my soul desires to release. And we're able to see that in those moments. It takes time, and there will be areas where, as you practice this, that are just continue to be more difficult than others. But I've been practicing this, again, for about a year and a half. I've been teaching it for 9 months, and the transformations that my clients experience are just phenomenal. The ability to overcome limiting beliefs that have plagued them for their entire lives, patterns that they've been playing out, whether they have seemed like external patterns or like things that are happening to them, or they're able to recognize that their internal patterns, ways that they sabotage themselves or ways that they think about themselves, and their ability to begin to transform them is just incredibly powerful. And that all of that power, all of our ability to heal and awaken, resides in the present moment. All wisdom, all clarity, all knowing, all love, all belonging, all remembrance of who we are at a soul level, of who we came here to be, of, you know, the truth of what's really going on, is all accessed in the present moment. Accessing our guides, our higher power, our higher perspective, all happens in the present moment, right? Our guides aren't in our, well, when we do communicate with our guides, it can actually feel like they're in our head in a way, especially those that are claircognizance, which is probably most people, whether they realize it or not. Your guides communicate to you in a way where, for us, it often just sounds like our own thoughts. This took me a really long time to understand, and actually learning to decipher my ego and brain and like limited patterns and thoughts and beliefs versus when it was downloaded information coming through from my guides, my spirit team, or just my higher self, was a really powerful process for me. I still am getting better and better at that as I move forward in my own journey. But really being able to decipher between the two, and I may have mentioned this before, but the best way to decipher is to just ask yourself, is this message that's coming through, does it come from a place of fear? Or does it come from a place of expansion and love or expansion, right? Does it feel heavy or does it feel light? And that's really the best way to know if you're accessing higher vibrational information or lower vibrational information. And also keeping in mind that, you know, sometimes we think that, you know, getting the answers from intuitives or psychics or things like that is, you know, essential for us knowing the right way to go. I know I felt like this for a long time. But the truth is that we're creators of our reality, right? So it's not about necessarily making the right or wrong choice. It's, can I make the higher vibrational choice and can I align to it? Can I believe in it fully enough that it feels expansive and can I stay in that frequency? Because that's the hardest part when we're manifesting. We might have the idea and it feels amazing and we're like, yes, 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 I feel like this was meant to be and this is exactly what I'm supposed to be doing. But then as time goes on, things might get challenging, our limiting beliefs start to creep in, we start to doubt, we start to judge, and those tendencies and patterns and lower frequencies that are resonating within us start to kind of pull us down. But again, this is really just our opportunity to practice maintaining alignment in the vibration of what it is we're desiring to create. And that is what we came here to relearn and remember that we actually have the ability to do. But we do that in the present moment. So when I teach Zero Point, I teach the process, but I also teach, you know, there's so many things that we can do from that. We can heal. We can process old emotions. We can process current emotions. We can release energies that are not our own. We can reprogram our thinking. We can manifest our desires. We can connect to the fullness of who we are and access, you know, more multidimensional experiences, I would say, you know, maybe remembering past lives or maybe just remembering more of your soul mission and why you're here. And when I say remembering, you know, for some people, they really will. They'll have like a flash of a past life and it'll be very vivid. But for a lot of us, it's more of just kind of a resonance. It feels like good. Like it just feels like, oh, wouldn't it be cool if that was the truth? And I've learned that that is often a sign that it's more of a remembrance, right? It's more of a remembrance for us. When I say remembering, I don't always mean like having a conscious actual memory, but just this vibration of resonance or truth within our being. And sometimes that can even just feel like, oh, I like that idea. That sounds good. That feels good. And that can be the beginning of a remembering. So how can we practice, you know, being in the present moment more and more? We can do it in two ways that I'm going to talk about, and there's probably other ways. We can do it by setting aside time every single day to do some form of meditation or, you know, go look up the YouTube videos on heart coherence and, you know, practicing that or a guided meditation or just, there's probably a name for this. I don't know what it is, but like when you sit and you really pay attention to what's just going on in front of you. So for example, right now I'm up at a piece of property that we own that is just absolutely beautiful. There's trees rustling. There's a little creek that I can hear running next to me. I can watch the trees ruffle. I can hear them. I can see the grass blowing. I can watch the clouds moving and I can hear the birds chirping, right? So it's just right, really getting connected to your physical senses. Sometimes, you know, even like getting really into your body and asking yourself, what is this, what does the air feel like on my skin, right? that really focuses our attention to what's happening right in this moment, right? And really focusing on our human senses. What am I seeing with my eyes? What am I feeling with my skin? That's you know, a couple of different ways. The other way is to go about our day and really getting good at staying conscious of being in the present moment, right? And that can even just be about cultivating awareness, right? How am I feeling right now? Am I grumpy? Why am I grumpy? Oh, it's because my daughter spilled milk this morning and I didn't have time to clean it up. And so I'm still worrying about getting the milk smell out of the floor or whatever. There's so many things that happen to us in a day that can pile up and pile up. And we don't even realize that part of it might stay like lodged in our energy field, right? So really learning to stay present throughout our day and really paying attention to what are we feeling? What are we thinking? Where is that coming from? Is that serving me? Is that what I want to be focusing on? Is that the reality I want to be creating? No? Okay. How can I shift my focus? How can I, you know, if this is something that's really a big deal for me and it's connected to something that's been a pattern for me my whole life, can I set aside some time to do some healing work around this? Connecting to it, right? The healing work, it's really not so much about what we do as it is about what we learn to stop doing. If we could learn to stop judging ourselves, doubting ourselves, telling stories around what's happening and why and who's to blame or how it's our fault or somebody else's fault or how we should be over it or how we should be doing better. If we could learn to release all of that, it allows us to soften our energy and then our energy naturally starts to expand, right? And if we make this a practice in our everyday lives as we go through from moment to moment, whenever we can, I mean, again, we're deeply programmed to be in our minds and be logical, right? So that's why the heart coherence exercise is so powerful in my mind, is because it starts to balance out the heart versus brain activity. I mean, truly, we want to be living our lives from the direction of our hearts and then using our minds to create the action steps and the plan to move forward, but from the inspiration of the heart. And we've been trained to just do it all from our brain, right? So we're looking at it from a very linear perspective, a very limited human perspective, according to what we've been told is available for us. And yet that completely discounts the fact that we live in an energetic quantum field of unlimited potential, and that we actually can create our reality with our intention, our focus, and our energetic frequency, right? So if we can start to really program ourselves with those beliefs and truths, and it does take time. It took me many, many, many years to really start to believe more that it was true than, and for that part of me to become stronger than the parts of me that still doubted it and, or doubted that it, you know, cause I guess I always believed like, oh yeah, I believe it. It's true, but there must be something wrong with me. I can't do it. Right. But again, I just think we're deeply programmed in ways for that to be a really ingrained neural pathway for our brain to use. I couldn't possibly be that powerful. It's not safe for me to be that powerful. So many stories that keep us disempowered and from really claiming that ability for ourselves. But again, when we practice the present moment and we start to access, right, that connection of the all that we are, it gets to a point where it becomes like our truth. And we do start to remember it and we do start to vibrate with it. And then we really do manifest our experiences. And something that I've been noticing for myself, especially these last few months, that has been really just kind of mind-blowing and powerful is something I've been working on for quite a while in my life is my family life. I'm sure I've mentioned I've got 4 children. They're very spirited, very, oh, spirited. I feel like it's just the best word to use. They are who they are and they have strong personalities and they brought with them some of them, they brought some really deep energetic themes that they need to heal. And I also carry a lot of guilt for how I was a mom when they were younger. I mean, I was obviously very overwhelmed with having 4 children in 5 years. I shared the story about how I decided to stay home with them, and I really didn't enjoy that as much as I thought I would. And so I was just very stressed out, very overwhelmed, very not present a lot of the time. And I harbor a lot of guilt for that, and how I wish sometimes I could go back and have parented them differently, but I know that they chose me as their mom. And to be honest, I probably would not be who I am today if I hadn't had that experience of bringing these beautiful children into the world and then realizing that I wasn't up to the challenge of it, and that I needed to better myself and do my inner work so that I could be the mom that they deserved and to be the mom that I wanted to be. And I'm still working on that to this day, but I feel like I've come a really long way. But so, you know, I tell that story because part of the story that I tell myself is that part of the reason that our family dynamic can be so challenging is because I really screwed it up when they were little. And I didn't nurture them as much as I could have, or, you know, loved them as much or as deeply or as unconditionally as I should have, right? All of these stories that, again, I'm working on letting go. I have been working on that. And so what I've actually noticed changing is that through doing this 0-point work for myself over the last year and a half, and really releasing a lot of the lower vibrational denser energies, which again allows us to release some of those emotional charges, so that now when my children start fighting and screaming and they're being really mean to each other, and there's this part of me that's just like, you know, I'm this intuitive life and soul coach and mentor and leader and channel and spiritual this and that, I shouldn't have children that are fighting and arguing and hitting each other, right? There's a part of me that feels shame around that, which I'm working on. But what I've been noticing, especially again in the last, I don't even know, maybe 6 months, and definitely the last couple months even more strongly, is that when these things happen, I'm really able to stay in my power. I'm really able to see these experiences through this lens of love. And yes, there's still this human part of me that's like, ugh, I don't want to deal with this. But then there's a stronger part of me that is getting stronger and stronger as I continue to do my work, that is able to step in and just come at these situations with this incredibly powerful energy of love and acceptance. And kind of like this, it's a very diffusing energy. It really diffuses the situations. Right? Whereas before, I would get reactive, I would start yelling. I'm not saying I don't ever yell anymore, I certainly do. Sometimes I just have to yell in order for my kids to even hear me, because they're very loud too. But again, it's that energetic frequency that's behind what I'm saying and what I'm doing and how I'm showing up. And that shift has been really palpably felt in my family, again, especially in the last few months. In fact, my husband just said to me the other night that something he's really been noticing is the peace in our home has been so much more than it's ever been. And so when I ran the Radiantly You program for 9 months, that was the thing I was working on the most. And it was the thing that bothered me the most. And it's just something that I have seen drastically shifting in my life. And I feel like it's such a catalyst for the rest of the things I desire to manifest. Because if my home is more peaceful, if my children are happier, like everything else becomes easier. The house itself and the housework and all of that house management kind of stuff, those day-to-day tasks, they're willing to help out more. They're wanting to show up more. They're wanting to, you know, participate more, which is great. And then on top of that, as those things start to iron out, I'm able to work more and put more energy into the work that I do, and more aligned energy, because I'm not constantly distracted by, oh, I hear somebody fighting in the background while I'm on a call, or, you know, these different things. So, you know, everything kind of snowballs. It's like whatever area you choose to bring this present moment aspect to and just start paying attention to that one thing, it will shift. And as that shifts, it's like this energetic snowball, because it's all about you, right? It's all about accessing that portal, that heart-centered portal within you in the present moment. And once you learn how to access that, you are able to start using it and you become it. It is part of your energy field, right? Your frequency rises and becomes more powerful. And that is the energy that you bring to every place you go, every conversation, every experience, every interaction, right? And it gets better and better. So the power of the now moment, there cannot be understated. It is the most powerful, you know, it's probably, I guess it should be one of the soul truths, really, is that all of the power that we have to create our reality and to heal and awaken only ever exists in the now moment. And there really truly is only ever the now moment. So when we're not present, it's not like we don't exist, but it almost is like we're not existing in those moments, right? We're not existing in the sense that we're not accessing our creator ability in an aligned way, right? We might be accessing it by accident, unintentionally, because we're thinking or worrying or having anxiety about things that haven't happened or the things that already happened that we can't do anything about now, right? So it's like this very diluted use of our creator energy, and it's probably going in the wrong direction anyway, right? So our power to create the life that we desire is in the present moment. And in the present moment, we also have access to all that we are, all that is, and really remembering more and more of that as we continue to deepen this practice. So I just wanted to share that with you guys today, because it's a powerful aspect of the work that I do. I am going to start incorporating a new exciting element to the podcast. I don't know how long it'll take for me to get this up and running, but I think it will be sooner rather than later. I am going to be doing what I call mini soul healing sessions on the podcast. So I have started to offer soul healing and activation sessions as part of the work that I do. These are sessions where I access intuitive information, and based on what you're sharing, the energy that I am able to access through understanding, you know, or more about how you're experiencing the world, how you're seeing the world. And then oftentimes messages do come through to help us understand how to best move through any energetic blocks you may be experiencing. I've started offering those. And so if you're interested in having a full session, you can reach out to me. If you know me personally, you can just reach out to me on Facebook, or you can email me at KaraGilsonen@yahoo.com. And that's KaraGils, as in Sam, A-N as in Nancy. Oh my gosh, I think I just misspelled my last name. Hang on a second. Let me do that again. Kara Gilsonen, KaraGils, S as in Sam, E-N as in Nancy, A-N as in Nancy, @yahoo.com. And you can also email me there if you're interested in being a guest on my podcast to get your very own mini soul healing session, where you share a little bit about what you're going through, what's challenging you right now, what, you know, you might be struggling with to shift energetically. And then we will go in and do a little work around that to give you some clarity and help support you so that you can move forward. And so if anyone is brave enough to come on the podcast and be willing to share about what they're experiencing, I think it will be an incredibly powerful element to the podcast, because I know in my own healing and awakening journey that, yes, I learned a great deal getting my own coaching, counseling, mentorship, all of those things. But I also often learned a lot by listening to other people getting coaching, counseling, and mentorship on like podcasts and things like that. So If you're interested, please feel free to reach out, and I will be starting to record those soon. So you can look forward to those popping up now and again on the Healing Hearts and Awakening Souls podcast. All right, that's what I have for you guys this week. I love you all so much. I hope you are having an amazing day, and I will talk to you soon. Till next time.